It's time for Breaking Chains
with the Full Gospel Hour of Prayer.
Join us for prayer, praise, and worship with Pastor Beatrice Smith. It's Breaking Chains
with the Full Gospel Hour of Prayer on YAT Radio.
Praise the Lord. Sister Sabrina, good
evening, good evening. We would like to say good evening to everyone. Welcome to Breaking Chains with Intercessory Prayer and Praise with Pastor Beatrice Smith and the Full Gospel House of Prayer. My name is Minister Katrina Kennedy, and we say God bless you and keep you as our prayer. Pastor Smith.
Praise the Lord. Sister Sabrina, will you please open up with prayer, please?
Father, we just thank you once again that we come before your presence together in unity to call upon heaven this hour. As Pastor Smith begins to give the word, the message that you've given to her from heaven, the heavenly wisdom that destroys every tactic of the enemy, the living word that goes out and will not return void, but will accomplish what you've sent it to do. Because the word of God is living and powerful than any double-edged sword. And I thank you today that, Lord, no weapon formed against this prayer line over the radio, Lord, and your people shall prosper. I thank you this hour that as we hear the word of God, that our hearts would be open, our eyes would be open, our ears would be open to hear what the Spirit of God is saying to the church, that we'll come together as one to defeat our adversary and to live prosperous and positive and hopeful lives because of the blood of Jesus. I thank you this hour, God, that you're moving, that we're coming to your throne boldly, that we may be able to obtain mercy and grace. God, have your way. Watch our heart, mind, our lips, God, what we speak, because there's power in our tongue. And I pray that, God, we bridle that as your word says so. We ask that you begin to do a great work even now as Pastor Smith preaches this word and gives the word for those that are hungry and thirsty after righteousness and those that need to hear the word for the first time, that their hearts will be open to receive what the Spirit of God is saying. In Jesus' name, amen.
Praise the Lord. Sister Tamara.
Thank you to all the new and returning listeners. God bless you all. Our announcements for this week are Full Gospel House of Prayer also has a Wednesday prayer line at 8 p.m. on West Coast time. The number for that prayer line is 916-588-9688. In addition, our location inside of the Ark of Salvation in North Highlands, where our services begin at 1:30 p.m. West Coast time again. Full Gospel House of Prayer annual backpack giveaway disbursement will be Sunday, July 30th, following services. It will be for those members, friends, and family with children between the ages of K through 6th grade. In addition, God is blessing Full Gospel House of Prayer to bless Kohler Elementary in the North Highland School District. So we're just awaiting a date to deliver those backpacks. A foot washing cleansing service will also happen on July 30th, also following services. Please bring your receptacle for your feet. Water and towels will be provided for Full Gospel House of Prayer. And remember that a foot washing protects against the enemy. Tonight, please remember to mute your phones when you're not speaking and keep your testimonies 1 to 2 minutes or less, giving reverence to God, His Word, and His works. Thank you and God bless.
Praise the Lord. Do anyone have a testimony tonight?
Pastor Smith, this is Sabrina. I do have a testimony. My brother, whom I've been praying for, who's been in, you know, his background. Anyway, he'd got himself back and off into the streets and on drugs. Anyway, a young man came up to me who was out on the street selling candy or whatever for his the organization he was with. But anyway, he came up to me, and I told him I would sow a seed as long as he would pray. Pastor Smith, I don't normally do that. But when he came up to me, I felt compelled that I needed to have this young man who was in the rehab program himself. And so anyway, he said, I don't have a pen, but I'll remember his name. So I gave him my brother's name, Pastor Smith, and I tell you, it wasn't a week later, and I sowed a seed into that ministry. It wasn't a week later that, because my brother had been missing out on the street again, that he was actually found. and with his parole officer and is in rehab, mandated rehab. So I'm just thankful he's not out there on the street and that he's getting some help.
Praise the Lord. That's a praise report. Do anyone else have a testimony tonight?
This is Shmara. I just thank the Lord for the spirit of discernment. As many of you may know, I am a psychotherapist, so I deal with a lot of clients every day. And I noticed a client that I was dealing with this week was having a spirit of suicide over her, and she did not want to disclose that to me, as well as she had a spirit in dealing with binging and purging. And so the Lord just put it in my spirit, the questions to ask her so that she could get help. And so I just thank the Lord that she was able to get the help that she needs and to turn that situation around. And I ask that you continue to pray for me.
Amen. Do anyone else have a testimony tonight? If there isn't any more testimony, we're going to get into the Word of God. Father, we thank you for the testimony. We thank you for your word tonight. We ask that the Spirit of God would breathe on this word, that this word would come alive tonight, and that our hearts are circumcised to receive what your word is saying tonight. And we give you praise, and we thank you right now, that because we have asked, we receive, that the life of God has taken over us, and we are able to retain and understand your word tonight, in Jesus' name. You have your Bibles. Will you please turn to Deuteronomy, the 10th chapter, verse 18, in Psalms 103, verse 6, and our last book is Matthew, the 25th chapter, verses 42 through 45. I'm going to go over that again. That's Deuteronomy, the 10th chapter, verse 18, Psalms 103, verse 6, and Matthew, the 25th chapter, verses 42 through 45. When everyone gets those scriptures, could you please say amen so we can be on the same accord, please.
Amen.
This is a word of encouragement. We're going to pray and intercede for the needs to be met after we get through with this small study. This is a word of encouragement for anyone that's going through hard times or know some family that's going through hard times in this hour. And it's nationwide. It's worldwide. People are experiencing some things they never thought that they would experience in life. And this is a time where we need the hands of God to intervene and to do what the government cannot do. Because the government cannot solve our problems, it's over with. Those things are over with now. The government is in trouble. The government is in confusion. So the government cannot solve our problems. And it's time now for the hands of God to intervene into our affairs, the justice of God. So this is a word for families and people that are going through hard times and experience injustice. And as I was listening to the news, there's over 1.3 million children that's homeless in America. And that means parents and family that's homeless here in our country. And that's very hard. And these schools are popping up now to help these children that's homeless. That they call it, in Sacramento, they call it mustard seed school, and where the children come in to be able to have teachers to continue to help them to progress in their studies, and they take baths and they eat, and they change clothes They get clothing and get whatever needed in their little backpacks, because most of them are going to a shelter or they're sleeping in a car or in a van. And so this is worldwide. It's nationwide. It's over 1.3 million of people are living like this. These are children. These are parents, husbands, and wives. And this is a time now They're waiting for the government to solve our problems. It's not happening. It's not working. If so, the things we see with our own eyes and hear with our ears, the government will solve them. But they're unable, and that's why we need the interventions of God's hand to move. That's why we have intercessors to pray. And when intercessors pray, it provokes someone who has money, someone that's able, and I call it healing hands. They go out and they begin to help. And what healing hands does is it transforms lives. They get involved. They get reengaged into people's lives, and they are helping hand. They take part. And so what happens when a person is provoked by God through prayer, there's a reinforcement for the needs of the homeless and people that's going through a hard time. And when we are helpers one to another, that brings strength. It brings support. And it builds up people's lives from being damaged. So this is what we're going to pray about tonight. It's so important to pray about these things as never before, because you're not experienced this, that you're seeing over the television as you go daily taking care of your affairs, people pushing carts and their livelihood is in a basket. And they're sleeping in cars. You know the look when you know someone is sleeping in a car or in a van. And you see them out in the public, their hair matted, they're not clean. This is everywhere. And the government can't solve this problem. It's getting worse. And so this is why we are praying tonight, saints of God. In hard times, we need the justice of God to prevail. And this is what this word is concerning tonight. And we're going to pray for people that's going through this transition in their lives, who seems like things are not coming together. They experienced the cutback and the layoff, and they don't have enough money to pay rent, or they don't have jobs where they can get into housing. But we serve in a God that's full of mercy, and a God that's kind, and a God that's concerned about the poor and for people who cannot defend themselves. We are serving that kind of God, who sees the unfairness, people that can't defend themselves, that experience unjust treatment. But God is gentle. He's full of mercy and kindness and tolerance. And we're going to see it by the word of God. Deuteronomy 10:18, please.
He doth exercise the judgment of the fatherless and widow, and loveth the stranger, in giving him food and raiment.
He said God is concerned about the fatherless and the widows, anyone that's not treated fairly. He loved the strangers and give them food and clothes. That means God is not partial. God is not biased. God is concerned for people who are unable to protect themselves. He is concerned. And we're going to go on Psalms 103 and 6, please.
The Lord executed righteousness and judgment for all that are oppressed.
The Lord judged favors of the oppressed and give them their rights. This is what God, it's not a government, it's not a system that does this. This is the Lord. The word of God said the government is on the shoulders of God. Everything is on God's shoulder. It's balanced properly, it's in order, and that's why we are going tonight in prayer, because the government is on the shoulders of God. That means the justice is on the shoulders of God. And that God will defend anyone that's going through a place in their lives now whether your job, your housing, your income, your neighborhood, the world system cannot repair these things. We're talking about those high places, people in authority and power, rulers of this world, that system, universal systems. Their schemes can't fix it anymore. Their arrangement that they think in their mind, it's not helping anymore. There are cutbacks and there's hindrance to keep us down because the system has become unmerciful, unfeeling, unkind. You will be cut off without notice. So it's time for people of faith, people that's praying, to come together and get involved. Because the system keep people poor. The system keep people poor, and it's powerless. But the breaking of the system of poverty comes through trusting the justice of God. Now, that's powerful. And what the justice of God, it rebuilds, it restores. And that's what we as saints of God, who are not experiencing these kind of hard times. The word of God all say in the book of Isaiah, woe when Zion get comfortable. Woe mean when we are in our nice houses and driving our nice cars and have our good jobs and everything just hunky-dory in our life. It's a war when we get so comfortable because we don't know when the enemy is going to strike. The enemy don't give you no advance notice when he going to come in and lay you off. He don't give you advance notice when you're unable to work and you may get ill in your body. There may be some tragedy in your family life. The enemy don't give you advance notice when things be going to break down for you and things that you are comfortable in. It's no longer there for you. That's what happened with the steel mills when there was just money, generations of family profit and live well. But then the economy changed, and they that thought they was going to have a retirement, there were no retirement. They were laid off. So this is an hour where the saints of God must get involved with prayer for those places that people experience in this hour, that they're going through a hard time. They're going through a place where the government is not there to support them. And when you give to the poor, the Bible says you lend to the Lord. When you have a heart, when your heart is a heart of flesh, that's, you feel what somebody's going through. When your heart is like that, because so many people's lives are not in a place where everything is detained in their lives, where they are in a place where everything, like justice, is moving so slow in their lives, where there's postponement in their lives, and where things seem like it's sleep, and there's not awakening in their lives, and they feel like, am I ever coming out of this place? And they don't know how to get out of it. So that's why the saints of God must get involved, must get engaged, must come forth where they want to take part with a helping hand to transform somebody's life, to be that reinforcement to someone that's going through, to be strength to the building up of that place that their lives have came into a place where it is damaged. And so this is why we are praying tonight, Shane. This is why I thank God for the prayer line. I thank God. I'm in agreement with Pastor Roger Williams. I'm in agreement to do whatever I can to support him and with the things he desired to do in Alabama. I'm in agreement. I talked with one of my pastor friends from India, and he's in the States now. And I'm in agreement with Pastor Andrew as we talked last night, because he's doing that in India right now. He's feeding the poor. He has schools for the homeless. He's doing these things. And we talk pretty often. He calls me from India all the time. And when he's in the States, he calls me. And I'm in agreement with him tonight. I'm in agreement with Pastor Roderick Wiggum tonight. And I'm going to do whatever I can to spearhead it. I'm going to do whatever I can to give coats. I'm going to do whatever I can to give backpacks. I'm going to do whatever I can to fill the backpack. I'm going to do whatever I can possible, because the Bible said when you give to the poor, you lend to God. And that means when you get in a place where there's distress, that God will come to your aid, because you have a deposit in heaven from God. And we're going to see it by the word. Matthew 25, 42 through 45, please.
For I was an hungered, and ye gave me no meat. I was thirsty, and ye gave me no drink. I was a stranger, and ye took me not in. Naked, and ye clothed me not. Sick, and in prison, and ye visited me not. Then shall they also answer him, saying, Lord, when saw we thee an hungered, or a thirst, or a stranger, or naked, or sick, or in prison, and did not minister unto thee? Then shall he answer them, saying, Verily I say unto you, inasmuch as ye did it not to one of the least of these, you did it not to me.
This is so powerful. He said, when I was hungry, you were not there to feed me. Thirsty, you would not give me a drink. A stranger, you would not let me come into your home. Naked, you would not clothe me. I was sick and in prison. You would not take care of me. They answered the king, Jesus, when did this happen? He answered them, whenever you refuse to help one of these least ones, I'm talking about one of these ones that's in trouble, one of these ones that experience hard time, one of these ones that experience unfairness and been treated unfairly, that's having a hard time, that seems as though time has cut them off and they're held back and detained, and everything around them that they were prospering in has gone asleep, and everything is in delay in their lives. He said, when you refuse to help one of these people that's going through this, which is the least one, you refuse to help me. That's powerful, saints of God. That's powerful. And God is concerned about people that's caught up in the systems of this world. I'm talking about high places, people in authority, rule of this world system. That's a universal system. That's everywhere. They have plans, and the plans don't work out. Nothing they try to do work out. It's hindrance. There's cutback. People are afraid about losing their medical. Everything is going backwards and going down because a spirit of unmerciful spirit, a spirit of unkindness, no feelings. And that's why the people of God must come together and get involved. I mean, really get involved. Get involved with prayer and get involved with helping. Get involved in prayer and get involved in helping. And this word says when you do those things, you are really blessing the Lord. And when you don't do those things, that's a sin of omission. When you have lost a great opportunity for God to do something great in your life, and we don't do it, it's called the sins of omission. And we become selfish and spiritually blind to neglect the poor with no mercy. Because someone going to have need of mercy that's close to you. You're going to need mercy. We're going to need mercy. And we're going to want the hands of God to move on our behalf. So it's no time for petty things, not in the hour we're living in. There is no time for nonsense, saints of God. It's time to be about our Father's business. Why it is day? Because the word of God said, night coming and no man can work. No one know when night is coming. It's day right now. It's time to work and do the thing that's pleasing to the Lord. Because night cometh, he said, no man can work. So this is a call. This is a clarion call to go out into the airways, to attach yourself to people with a heart that's tender towards the people of God, to people that has finance that will not walk by anymore and not give to an organization to help these people. There are good organizations, a faith-building organization. I'm not talking about faith-building organization trying to build new building to house more people, to sit down and everybody smooth one another and say how great they are and how much they want from God. I'm not talking about that kind of faith-building. I'm not talking about trying to build up some building so you can tell and brag on how many members you got. I'm not talking about that nonsense. I'm not talking about trying to build another building and going compelling people to go out so more and more people can come in so you can look good. I'm talking about building up souls to do kingdom work, souls to help the needy, souls to help the less fortunate, souls to help the homeless, souls to help those in prison, souls to help those that don't have no way of paying their bills, who phones is off, who don't have utilities, who are living in cars and vans and living in shelters and having to go to a place just to get the daily needs of bath. I'm talking about we need to support those type of building forces, those places that's building up lives, damaged lives. We need transitional housing. We need to pray, hallelujah, that God give our church transitional housing. I'm not talking about a house for somebody to live in. I'm talking about a transitional house where you are getting built up, where you are getting able to get your job. You leave out of that place and you become an asset to society, because you know where you came from. And when someone else in that transition house, you're going to help them. That's what building up people is all about, of God. Helping hands. Transform life. It brings reinforcement. It brings support. It builds up damaged lives. And what happened? Before you answer, he said, I hear you. Because you have made a deposit in the bank of God. That's a deposit that check will not bounce. Promise you, it's word. It will not bounce. When you help the poor, the word of God says you give to the Lord. That means I am making a deposit in a bank that will not close down, in a bank that have me covered through life, in a bank that I'm going to receive a refund. I'm talking about a real refund when I have need of. Anytime you give to the Lord, anytime you give to the poor, the Lord remember you in your times of need. But selfish people, it catches up with you. Anytime we're selfish, we are so caught up in a cocoon that we are only concerned about that little nest hole around us and can walk and can go on like it's never going to touch me, that's a foolish spirit. Because the devil does not give no one notice. He is a spirit with forced entrance. He enter in without knocking on your door and asking for permission. He does forced entrance. So this is a time for the people of God to really pray for people that's having a hard time, not just pray, to support those systems. I'm talking about the things of God. I'm not talking about building more big churches and adding more buildings so you can house more people. You can sit down and everybody can talk about how great they are and how they're prospering. That's nonsense. Jesus did not do that. He went to the needed. He went to the poor. He went and reconciled people's hearts back to God so they can help people. People helping people. That's what the disciples did. They had struggles, and they helped each other to help people. People helping people. That's what kingdom work is all about, restoring and pouring people back to God, those damaged lives, people that has been damaged and don't see their way back, is facing cutbacks and hindrance, seem like everything is sleeping their lives, treated unfairly, training people to get good jobs, and you be the trainee, and then when you think you're going to receive a promotion, that person you train got the promotion. And you just like, huh? What is that all about? That happens every day in jobs. Unfair treatment. Housing. Some people can't get housing. It's a mess. And I pray for people constantly who can't pay, sometimes unable to pay their house notes or rent month to month. And they get eviction notice. And they have to go live with somebody or live on the streets or live in their cars when they don't have a job because their income has totally been cut. And this is why we're on this line tonight, saints of God. We need the hands of God to intervene for people who have lost hope. There are people that's lost hope. I know people that's been homeless for over 10 or 12 years. Can't get a place. They're so glad to get a hotel when they can afford to pay for it. So many people are living on a slippery slope in this hour. And as they lose their job and they have bills, sometimes they get into a place where they can't bring themselves out. Then they have family members who are just making it and can't help them. But we know who can help us. His name is Jesus. We know who can supply the need. His name is Jesus. And that's why we're on this line tonight to pray for the injustice and in the things that's not fair, the bad treatment that people are going through, the delays in their lives, the thing that's what they daily need is in a place of sleep, pain. There's all kind of hindrance. There was a young lady who was pregnant, and she was homeless with three other kids. I never forget this. And so she went to Goodwill to ask for a voucher so she could go to a hotel. She was sleeping in her car, a pregnant woman with three little children sleeping in her car. So she goes to Goodwill, and she asks Goodwill for a voucher. And Goodwill put her information into the computer, and it's said that, well, you're getting welfare, and you're getting, she said, but it's not enough to take care of the needs for the month. And so she came to me, and the Lord told me, pay a room for the whole month. And I did it, and the mercies of God touched her organization after she was off the street to pray for her to stay in an extended stay. She's in extended stay to this day. Can't find a place, but the mercy of God opened up a housing through extended stay so she can get out of that car, out of that truck. This is the mercy of God, saints of God. That's what mercy do. Mercy say, I help you when all doors are closed. Mercy say, I'm there for you when everything is hindered in your life. Mercy say, I care for you when every opportunity has been shut down. Mercy says that, saints of God. Mercy said, I'm fair to you when you are experiencing unfairness. We all need that type of mercy, that kind of mercy. It don't come from humans. It comes from above. It comes from God. And it's so important now to pray mercy prayers, to intercede for people when they're down and out. It's time out for petty stuff. It's time out for the church fighting one another. We have an enemy. His name is Lucifer. He's demonic. He's the prince of the air. He's the prince of this world. If we get together as a body of belief, he said, one to chase 1,000 demons and 2 10,000. And the devil knows if we get on agreement, we get in the same accord with the heart and mind of God, demons got to scatter and demons got to go because of the power of agreement and unity. This is a cry tonight that the Holy Spirit would do for the homeless and the poor what they can't do for themselves. And I believe that because we're on a radio station, that this is going into the atmosphere and that needs will be met tonight, that the Spirit of God will hear our prayers tonight. This is a universal prayer. That the mercy and the gentleness of God and the kindness of God and the tolerance of God. Tolerance is saying put up with something that you really don't want to put up with. But the spirit of tolerance is a fruit. And the Holy Spirit had to give us tolerance with one another to be able to endure something we would throw up our hands and say, forget it. But the Spirit of God is tolerant, full of tolerance. He's long-suffering. Just think if he would give up on us. Many of us would not be here on the earth. We would be gone. But God is long-suffering. He desired that none perish, that all come into repentance. So he gave us an opportunity to get it right in the earth. And when the devil want to cut us off, he said, not so. That's when the tolerance of God, that's when the long-suffering of God comes in, and the kindness of God and the gentleness of God comes in and stop the powers of darkness. And that's why we should never forget the mercy of God in our lives. The Word of God says when you give mercy, you receive mercy. And we want to give mercy in prayer tonight so we can receive mercy when the devil bring evil tidings. The Word of God said, no evil tidings will come nigh my dwelling. For he shall give his angel charge over you to keep you in all of your ways. He will give angel charge over you. He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High will give angel charge over you because he see your mercy. He see your kindness. He see your tolerance. He see you not giving up, that you're holding on. And it's something by holding on. It may be a thread, but if the Holy Ghost is in that thread will not break. It will hold until you come out of your dilemma. The Spirit of God will get in that thing, that whatever that thread may be in your life tonight. And the enemy think you're going down because he gave me a visitation last week. God's getting ready to bless his people. God will give open a door a great harvest for you when you begin to give. I had a vision that was a harvest. It was just a field of the goodness of God for his people that was concerned about the less fortunate. The Spirit of God will open up doors for you unexpected, doors that have been closed for you for years. When you help the less fortunate, when you help people that's going through the fire, when you don't put your mouth on them, when you build them up and not tear them down, lives are wrecked and damaged and won't come to the church of God because of so much mess in the church. But I'm praying tonight that the Spirit of God will cause us to get reengaged and get involved, do our part, have a helping hand, so lives can be transformed. Lives can become in a place of reinforcement, to be strengthened with support, to build up from the damage they have experienced tonight. My soul is crying out, hallelujah to the Lamb of God. I feel the Spirit of the Lord is passing over this life, and we don't want him to pass us by tonight, saints of God. And I thank you for it, Jesus. Anyone have need of prayer tonight?
Yes, Pastor, this is Penny. I am in need of prayer. Two prayer requests. One, there's a young man that I know. He's in prison, in jail, and he has to go to court, and they want to file charges against him, but it's actually all falsified. He didn't do what they said. He's not the nationality that they're claiming or anything like that. I pray for him, but I need a more intercessory prayer for him that he would be able to just walk away out of this situation quickly. And then the other one is just yesterday I found out a good friend of mine, she found out on Friday that she had breast cancer, and she had surgery yesterday, so I want to send a spirit of healing to her. That's it.
Okay. Anyone else have need of prayer?
Yes, this is Sister Cece. Standing in the gap for my friend Tanya and her family. They are really, truly going through it. They are experiencing a lot of the stuff that you spoke of tonight. That is one prayer. And then second prayer is I'm really fighting with my mortgage company right now. So those two prayers, I need to hit the waves and watch God manifest those to completion.
Okay. Anyone else have need of prayer tonight? If there isn't any more prayer requests, we're going to go to the throne room tonight. Father, we thank you tonight. We thank you for your Spirit. Holy Spirit, we desire to pray your will tonight, not a presumptuous prayer, but thy will be done. This is the confidence that we have in him. If we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. If we know he hears us, we have those petitions that we ask of him according to his will. And, Father, this is your will tonight in Jesus' name. We ask the Spirit of God would take over, repenting of anything that's not like you, O Father. Sends a remission of commission tonight. I come into repentance, O Lord, so the prayers will not be hindered. And I thank you for the Spirit of God. You said we confess our sin. You are just and you are righteous to forgive us and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. In Jesus' name, I thank you tonight, Father, for this person that Penn is praying for, that's in jail and going through a place in court where he says he's innocent and the identity does not match up with his. So, Father, your hand needs to intervene for this man. And I lose Matthew 10:26, that, Father, your Spirit exposed every hidden thing, everything that they don't have, Father, concerning truth about this man. I ask that the Spirit of God expose everything that's hidden to set this man free. In Jesus' name, we bind up anything, oh God, that has not been disclosed. Loose the Spirit of God to bring disclosure now, to bring it. Open up, God, those things that's hidden so this man can come out of this place, God, that he won't only come out, that we ask the Spirit of God withdraw him if he's not saved, Father, that he will know that this was the hands of God and he will be in a place of thanksgiving and praise and will begin to serve you as the Lord of his life. He can't do this unless you draw him, Father. I thank you for drawing him by your Spirit, Father, that he receive you as Lord and Savior of his life. We thank you for his deliverance. We thank you for every door being open, that shackles are broken off his life, that he come into a place of true repentance, oh God. A godless sorrow worketh true repentance. I'm not talking about repenting and going back to the same act. I'm talking about a godless sorrow, a heart that's sorrow and has a spirit of remorse that the Father God give to him tonight, Father, so his life can go in a place of straight where he can do things productive, Father. Open every door that need to be open for him, oh God, as he's released. And we're going to praise you for it by faith in Jesus' name. I thank you for Sister Cece. Concerned about this family that's going through all difficulties at this time, that the Spirit of God, that the Holy Spirit would draw them into salvation. That house needs to be saved, God. When the house is in discord and disorder, salvation needs to go to that house. Acts 16:31, you said, oh God, if somebody is saved in that house, salvation would come. And Father, you did it for Cornelius' house. One person was saved and the whole house, hallelujah, came into salvation. Father, touch that one and draw that one to salvation so the house can be saved. According to Acts 16:31. I thank you for it tonight in Jesus' name that the house come into a place of reconciliation to God so this family could be healthy and be revived in Jesus' name. I thank you for the mercy of God over Sister Cece, God, concerning her mortgage, that everything that the enemy has set up and planned, the schemes of Satan, we bind and shut down in Jesus' name. Any paperwork, we ask confusion over, God. We lose, hallelujah, finance, oh God, to handle everything that's out of order, that this need be met. We rebuke and counsel the spirit of lack in Jesus' name. We thank you for supplying that need. That's a need, God. I thank you for the needs being met by the Holy Spirit. And we give you praise now for every spirit, every scheme, every plan, all paperwork that's against her, oh God. That those things, God, come into utter confusion tonight by the Spirit of the Lord. And we thank you for time and mercy over her life concerning this. And we thank you, God, for resolving it through your word. We thank you, Father, for the money that she has need of. We loose it now by faith in Jesus' name. And, God, we thank you tonight as we pray for this 1.3 million people that's homeless. In America, God, that the Spirit of God, we're not talking about government, God, because government has a crack in it. For government cannot solve our problems, it's over with. We thank you for those faith building organizations. We thank you for those kingdom workers, those the people that can do something, Father. This night, we thank you, God, that the Spirit of God will move north, south, east, and west. All over the universe tonight. And people will begin to get involved. I'm talking about faith-based people, oh God. That's what the word is for, to help the oppressed. Those that are going through a place of abuse and injustice and being kept down, ill-treated, God. We thank you for the favors of God to go now, God, that those people that you have anointed with money, there are people you have anointed to have money, God, as you did Abraham. You have anointed people to have plenty of money to be givers. Abraham received because he was a giver. There are faith builders. There are faith people that you have opened up a floodgate of finance, God, for the purpose for them to help people that's going through, as you did Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. You blessed them to be a blessing. I loose this word to attach yourself to businessmen, women, families, organization, people, oh God, that has plenty of money to begin to soar into people's lives, damaged lives, people that's homeless, oppressed by the devil. Everything in their lives is hindered. There's no doors being opened. I send this word tonight, Father, for these wealthy people, God, that the Spirit of God will circumcise hearts tonight. And, oh, Father, you bring into my remembrance the book of Philippians, when Paul was on a missionary journey and the Philippian church was a church didn't have a lot of funds and a lot of finance. But they supported Paul on his missionary journey. And he began to write them a letter. Said, this is on your, this is a sign to you in heaven that God shall supply all of your needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. That Philippian church supplied the need for Paul to do missionary journey. The church was small. It didn't have a lot of money, but it had a lot of God. It had a circumcised heart. It had a heart to give. And the word of God said it was the least. It has the less. It had the least people, but it had a big heart. And because they gave to Paul to support the poor, Paul said, this is on your account, you Philippian church, because you helped the less fortunate, that God shall supply your needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. That's the power of the working word and giving. In Jesus' name, I thank you, God, that we come against the spirit of poverty in Jesus' name. We come breaking that system by the word of God. We lose the blood of Jesus now to subdue that poverty spirit, to overthrow that poverty spirit, that the blood of Jesus begin to rebuild, to restore people that's getting a handout, people that don't have jobs or housing or income in neighborhoods worldwide, Father Jesus. People, oh God, that's lives are idle and on a place that is detained. They're fearing cutback. They're defenseless, unable to protect themselves from any attack, oh God. We lose the spirit of God to begin to vindicate them now, to bring justice upon them, oh God, that the spirit of God make it right, God, to defend those that can't defend themselves, to bring fair treatment to those that's experiencing unfair treatment. In Jesus' name, that the spirit of God bring people that's sincere into their life, people without deception, people with mercy, people with gentleness, people with kindness, people with tolerance, God, not impartial. Send them forth from the north, south, east, and west, oh God, to be concerned about your people that's been oppressed by the evil one, God. You said, oh Father, the Lord himself will give favors to the oppressed. Give them favors, oh God, where their experience, their favors, oh God, is not coming near them. The government is on your shoulder, Holy Spirit. And I thank you because you are God with a balanced scale. Nothing is tipping, oh God. Everything is balanced in your eye. You are only one God that has a balanced scale. We don't know how to balance a scale because we become impartial when our hearts, oh God, is fixed on other things. But tonight, forgive us, Holy Spirit. I asked the same prayer that Daniel prayed, God, when Israel should have been freed and they were still in abundance. Daniel began to repent for Israel. He began to look at the time zone. He said, we're supposed to be free from bondage, but because Israel's heart has not been circumcised, Daniel had a circumcised heart. I ask that the Spirit of God have men and women with a circumcised heart pray the prayer of faith tonight that justice prevail, that the rules of God begin to defend the homeless, those with low income, fixed income, no income, children just getting prepared to school for school, and their parents don't have sufficient money. Supply the needs in Jesus' name. The ones, oh Father, income is so short. Every month they going through the same battle trying to pay rent and keep utilities on. The mercies of God, I ask in Jesus' name, as I hear people saying they have utility bills in the southeast, sometimes $200 and $300 just for the electric bill. There are people in certain area, Pritchett, Alabama, that water bills is out of control because the system is broken. Water bills were $400 and $500 water bill. The devil is a liar. He's a thief. In Jesus' name, we thank you for moving over that chaos in Pritchett, Alabama, where people cannot hardly eat because their water bill is out of control. God, you made water. I thank you, Father, for that broken system to be handled by the Holy Ghost in Jesus' name, that the Spirit of God will open employment for those that without jobs. Give housing, oh God, according to Isaiah 32 and 18. Sure housing for those that don't have housing, Father. Those on fixed income and low income, that the Spirit of God will bring supplements so the income can go beyond what they think, oh Father Jesus. That you supply their needs in Jesus' name. Even though they're on a fixed income, Father, you're unlimited. I lift unlimited hands of God to begin to supply their needs concerning income. I thank you, Father, for neighborhoods with so much homeless in the neighborhood, that the Spirit of God will bring people in the neighborhood that has money and ask the people, what can I do to help you? Not try to take over, but ask, what can I do to be a helping hand to you? Because they don't live there, they don't know. But they can ask, what can I do to help you? That's a powerful word. Helping is a powerful word. And I thank you, God, that we are not to ever neglect the poor, but we are to show mercy. Open up our eyes tonight so we will not have spiritual blindness tonight. That we'll be concerned about the lost. That you give us opportunity this night, God, where we have neglected that. That sin of omission. I look at the blood of Jesus will cancel it over our lives tonight. And that tonight we get concerned about the helpless. That we have a true concern, Father, for the one that is experiencing injustice. For those, oh Father, that people make a decision against their life, that they can't protect themselves. When they are cut off and don't have a remedy, that's when the hand of God have to intervene for people like that. So, God, we are coming together tonight in a universal prayer, praying for the needs to be met, that every door be open for Pastor Roderick William in the state of Alabama, for Pastor Andrew in India, that these men of God will walk through doors that God would open for them, that people will come and attach themselves to them with helping hands tonight. That needs will be met for the less fortunate tonight. That you use them as an instrument in the earth by faith in Jesus' name. I loose this word now to attach itself to the people of God worldwide. And I thank you, Father. You said signs and wonders will follow the believers. I thank you for signs and wonders to follow the believers tonight. And I thank you for opening up doors quickly. I thank you, Father, you are the great door opener. And I praise you and I give you thanksgiving tonight by faith. We agree that it's done in Jesus' name. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. We hold and fast to faith, O God. Because you are the author of faith, and you gave all men a seed of faith, and we thank you for that faith now to explode tonight, that faith to grow in us tonight, God, to see the impossibility being made possible. And we give you praise and we give you thanksgiving. Minister to the needs of your people worldwide, God. We thank you for drawing in the unsaved and called prodigal sons and daughters to return back to God. We thank you for healing homes tonight that's in trouble. We thank you, O God, for how to revealing yourself to those who's in a hypocritical state, Father. Men and women of God that preach righteousness and not compromise the gospel of truth, that there will be no compromising spirit, O God. Deliver us from a compromising spirit. We're going to say it like it is. If it's sin, if it's wrong, it's wrong. If it's right, it's right. And we will not compromise the gospel of truth. We stand, hallelujah, as watchmen on the walls tonight. And God, you're going to have us to give an account for those things we compromise with. The blood will be on our hands. And God, we thank you tonight that we're not going to compromise with no sin tonight. We're not going to be a partaker of no one's sins tonight, because we ought to be watchmen on the walls tonight, because you're soon to return. And God, we thank you tonight for the Spirit of God to move in places and hearts and minds, and come against cold hearts tonight and give us a heart of flesh, so we can do the will of God in the earth by faith, in Jesus' name. Because night cometh, we need to work while it's day. And we thank you for day. It's time to work, in Jesus' name. Be blessed, saints of God. We'll return next week at the same time. God bless you.
You've been listening to Breaking Chains with the Full Gospel Hour of Prayer on YAT Radio.
Tune in next week, same time.
Go to our website,
blogtalkradio.com/YAT Radio, or call in
858-357-9137.
It's Breaking Chains, YAT Radio, where we leave a mark that can't be erased by breaking the chains of silence.